Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for November 9th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the Android sharing menu, which many have complained about for quite a long time. It just takes a really long time to load. It's just really slow to use. And today, Artem over at Android Police tweeted about this and actually managed to get a response out of Dave Burke, who you may know as the VP of Engineering for Android. He says that they're making revamping the sharing menu a priority and just said it's a big job. He says, we're working on a redesign with a different underlying data model that will be much, quote, faster and nicer to use. So that's good to see, as this has definitely been a complaint that many people have had. And hopefully we'll see this redesign rolling out sometime, probably with Android Q, which we're expecting to see in the next year or so. Also, Google today announced that it is more organizing its health initiatives across Google as a company and, I guess, by extension, the different Alphabet divisions that also focus on health initiatives. Google AI head Jeff Dean confirmed the hire of David Feinberg to organize the company's health efforts. He speaks of the potential for AI to improve healthcare and notes Google's early work in the field. It seems that, you know, there's many divisions within Google that are working on health, including Google Fit, and also Nest is reportedly wanting to use various technologies they've already built to create health devices for the home. Next up today, we have Google apps that have dark mode. So our Ben Schoen actually did a roundup of all the different Google apps that have dark modes and how to enable them all. This is coming in response to a report from yesterday that Google noted at its developer conference recently that it is like seeing very significant benefits from using dark modes in apps for battery life. But as you may know, the Google Material theme takes advantage of lots of white space. Many have questioned why that is, if Google also just wants to increase battery life for its various devices. And it looks like the plan in general is to introduce these white spaces and get rid of the older bold colors of the previous material design so that they can also introduce an inverted dark versions throughout its apps. And those have slowly been popping up, so you should check that out. And also today, our Damien has a hands-on with the Xiaomi Mi 8 Pro, which is launching in the United Kingdom, and he called it a high-quality iPhone XS clone. So you should check out that video over at 9to5Google. And here's Trevor from 9to5 Toys with the best Google deals for the week.
We are officially just 2 weeks away from Black Friday, and we've been working around the clock over at 9to5 Toys to make sure that our readers have all of the details on this year's biggest shopping event. Thankfully, though, you don't have to wait until Black Friday to start cashing in on deals. Best Buy has launched its early Black Friday sale, which is good now through Sunday and includes a number of Google-friendly deals, plus offers on Philips Hue and other smart home accessories. You'll find all of the best deals linked in the show notes below and over at 9to5toys.com. As I mentioned, we're just 2 weeks away from Black Friday, and if you've not yet checked out our Black Friday guide at 9to5toys, be sure to hit that up for all of the latest ad leaks, how-to guides, and much more to make sure that you're prepared for this year's biggest holiday shopping event.
You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into a longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Wednesday afternoon.